Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy.
Couldn't try me in a tri-state muddy pass, but I get him splashed till he hides.
I just want to hear more of the song. Flame Scope. Flame Scope. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, the funny thing is, I just wanted to hear more of the song, so I just let it play.
Let it play. Now, Jack just saw. I think this is pretty impressive, especially considering the hip.
Yeah.
I was running.
I know.
Running through the halls.
It was a nice, brisk jog, too.
You see that?
Yeah.
And no limp or anything.
Then. No, I know.
Yeah.
Good.
Hip is lathered up.
Oh, I'll lather it up. Are we going on runs down in New Orleans, me and you?
I can't. I could run.
I think me, you, and Elliot, little morning run club.
I could run
Ike, well,
2 miles.
Ike's not going to run.
I could run 2 miles without it getting sore.
Kidding me?
Yeah. I would love that. I haven't run outside.
I want to see y'all run past me.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we've got a nice 25-minute walk every day to the convention center.
I actually like that.
Yeah. I like that because I walk 90 minutes every morning so that I can knock some of it out there.
I'll take the...
Is that how far away it is?
Right.
Well, I guess it's a 10-minute Uber and a 25-minute...
I'd rather walk. 65 degrees? Come on, man.
I'd rather walk.
Yeah.
In the Berks?
Grab a
cup of coffee.
Grab a chicory coffee from Café Du Monde.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's good, man.
Chicory coffee.
So... It's regular coffee, but they put chicory in. So they use chicory when they make it, too. Chicory is a, it's like a root. It tastes great. You'll love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Nah.
You're going to love it. All right. Now it's time for everybody's favorite. I tried it when I went there with my wife. It's great. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today is my five favorite things I've heard in about the last day. There's always stuff going on the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on that we have to discuss on the show, including number one, again, a disgusting act from the morning show.
Wow.
Just gross. Wow. Just per usual. Number five, though, actually happened on this show. We got two Spike-isms today.
Oh, don't do this
Come
to
on. Come on. I mean...
This is what you do to Ike, not me.
No, it's like, well, who could forget? Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
This is how it started. This is Ike a couple weeks ago.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah.
And Spike gave his version of that today.
Very big 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's a WIP, your calls as well.
Wow. Meat! Give me the meat!
Oh, God.
All right. Well, both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot.
You added that
in there.
At the end. That was.
I didn't expect that to be on the list, but I had to,
I just want everyone to know those two things were not. Actually, they didn't happen in a row. They happened two separate times. Can I hear the first one again? Come on. Very big 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's a WIP, your calls as well.
Meat.
All right. Not bad.
The second, fourth funniest thing that I heard in the last day is there's a lot of people, me not one of them, Spike, probably not one of them, that are changing up their tune on Jalen Hurts. You know, a lot of people. I'm trying to decide, am I supposed to stay on that side or am I supposed to give him credit?
There is no winning at this point.
Exactly. Yes. So I'm choosing stay on that side.
Yep.
Okay. But Chris Canty tried to have it both ways. And Spike, I'm curious how you feel about what his producer did to him here.
Okay. I think the Jalen Hurts of it all is a straw man argument. Mm-hmm. The criticism that we've all had about the Eagles ain't about the players on the field. It's been about the coach. I had Jalen Hurts as a top 10 quarterback coming into this season. Mm-hmm. I'm just now looking back at my notes.
I also had him outside the top 10 at one point.
No, I had him as a top 10 quarterback coming into the season. I'm sitting here looking at my notes.
Yeah, there's clips online from First Take and this show of you saying, I don't have Jalen Hurts in the top 10.
Okay, all right. I'm just telling you the list.
Man, his producer did him dirty.
I know.
You got to hold him accountable.
Well, yeah. Well, we all knew he said it, too. Even I remember the clip when he said it.
You said it. You said it.
Yeah.
It's real easy to say he wasn't playing as a top 10 quarterback. And now I think he's playing well.
Well, this was out. This was before the season.
Oh, well, that's fine too.
So he did the before the season that Jalen's not a top 10 quarterback. Now it's coming off of last year.
Yes.
So it's his problem was is that he was saying he didn't say it.
Right.
Yeah, that was his problem.
And the producer was like, "Well, yeah."
Well, you know what that means? Canty's probably hell off the air.
That's what it sounded like
that's
to me.
That's what that means.
That's what. Sounds like he might be a little diva.
Yeah, the producer was like, dude.
You know, doing this job, you got to get used to the fact that you're going to be wrong a lot. Like, a lot. It's hard.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I think you're great.
Listen.
Wow, look at this producer.
I agree. It doesn't happen to all the time with major stuff, but there's plenty of things I'm wrong about.
Well, yeah, that's the job. If you were able to be... It's impossible to be right
that's
about
good
all
compliment.
This.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for the first thing I'm right about. Again, nothing goes my way sports wise. And that's a weird thing to say going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you said the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
he said 16-1.
I had to have a sit down meeting with the higher ups here to discuss my prediction.
Yeah, we need to bring him in and have him apologize to you.
I know.
You were the most accurate of anybody in there.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, me and Tornado.
And by the way, DeCamera's prediction was ask me in December. Did anyone ask him in December? Yeah, he wouldn't even make a prediction.
What a hero.
A coward.
What a tough guy.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing I've heard all day, these next two are introductory press conference related. The third one, did you guys see Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah.
This was just painful.
So Liam Cohen's the new head coach in Jacksonville, just for context.
Yeah. It does sound like an actor. It does not sound like a head coach name.
Liam? Neither Liam nor Cohen do.
Exactly right.
Sound like an agent.
But here is...
No offense, I'm Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
here's...
Shut up.
Yeah. Here's Liam Cohen at his introductory press conference yesterday.
Jacksonville. The community. Duval.
It's a tough one. And the video makes it worse too. It looks CGI.
Yeah. So,
well, they definitely told him
to say it.
This is the thing that we say.
Wait, they're in Duval County. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. And he doesn't look like a tough guy. He looks like a ventriloquist dummy a little bit.
And it's Duval.
Right.
Yes.
Duval.
He said it like a question.
Yes.
Duval.
Like he was surprising someone.
Right.
He was sneaking up on him.
I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt because, of course, Nick's opening press conference was nothing to write home about here. So you know, you can grow from that.
Right.
But, man, he's starting at the bottom with that Duval. Not a great one.
No,
not
it's
a
not.
Great one.
The second funniest thing I've seen in the last day, the first is from the Cowboys press conference, which was all over the place. The first one, I like how fake confident Brian Schottenheimer is in this clip.
We're going to win. And we're going to win a championship. Otherwise, why are we doing it?
Oh, what a statement.
Yeah.
But the real funny thing was when they introduced Stephen Jones.
Our new Dallas Cowboys head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. And Chief Operating Officer, Executive Vice President of Player Personnel, and co-owner, Stephen Jones.
Whoa. Right. That is not the crowd reaction that you want.
It's so bad.
Oh, that is awful. But I don't think we ever talked about it, too. Jerry Jones' quote about Brian Schottenheimer, that his name isn't Brian anymore. He's a head coach. It's like his name is still Brian, actually.
It's not just Coach.
Yeah, what a weird thing.
Coach Schottenheimer?
Yeah. But he was still Coach, right? I mean, he wasn't head coach before. His name ain't Brian anymore. Yeah. That's a tough scene.
I wish I felt bad for Cowboys fans.
No,
I mean, gotta admit.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah. It's not gonna work.
Yep. Of course it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Yes, of course it's not. It wasn't gonna work from the time they re-signed Dak to all that money and hitched their wagon to Dak.
And waited so long to do it,
yes.
By the way, yes. As well. Yeah,
they are dreadful. But the funniest thing I've heard in the last day is just, you know, Jaws has this party every year, right, down the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl party.
Cigar party. Yep.
It's legendary. Mm-hmm. And listen to this just beg fest from the camera this morning.
Oh, no.
We've been doing it now, I think it's 14 years. Sell it out every year. It's absolutely a phenomenal time. And it's always special when Philly's in the Super Bowl. So we won in Minnesota. We lost it in Arizona. Let's see if we can win it in New Orleans.
Love it. Jaws, my sister may be in town there, and she may or may not need a ticket, and I may or may not.
VIP. Any friend of yours is a VIP. Jaws, you know that. We take care of you guys.
Jaws, I was going to say I'll have my people talk to your people, but I guess you and I just made it happen.
To me, Joe.
Cornering poor Jaws on the air.
Yeah. Can I have an invite for my sister? Bro, that's a text message, not an on-air question.
Gotta agree.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a phone. That's not a text message. That's a phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, Jaws, I know a lot of people want to get into this party. Would it be okay if my sister got an invite as well?
My sister up, yeah.
On the air?
My sister would be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's got to privately tell him no now. No offense to Joe's sister.
Right.
We'll get into a different party, but.
Well, because here's the thing. Be surprised if the sister is by herself.
Right, so it's a plus one as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are we doing here, Joe? For somebody who prides himself on relationships, which he does, I'll give Joe a lot of credit. Joe's a very good, we'll write somebody a card after they do something, thanks people after they do it. He's very good at that. That was a major slip-up by Joe there.
Yeah.
Major slip-up.
Yeah. And listen, Jaws is great.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And Joe's been around enough.
Yep.
He's been around Jaws enough that they have that friendship and that relationship. And Jaws treats all his friends great. Believe me, I know that firsthand. But you got to be careful with overstepping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think when
you can abuse the privileges.
When we have Jaws on this week, do we ask if all of our sisters can also go to the cigar party? Do we get to go to Super Bowl parties when we're down there? When I was in Minneapolis, my dad got me into, Michael Rubin.
Yeah.
Wow, so he got you this job and in Super Bowl
parties? Yes, correct. Wow. That's where I met Josh Harris.
We were there all week. The difference with us, and when we're coming back, most of the parties don't start till
Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday.
And we're leaving on Thursday.
We get the sick media party.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The one in Arizona was like a half an hour away from Phoenix.
It was freezing. Outside.
Yeah.
Freezing.
It was cold. It was like a dust field.
Yeah, I didn't go. I just went to bed. I didn't see it.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, we're not going to be there for any of the sick parties.
Oh, that's why we got to have our own.
Yes. Come to our party if you're going to New Orleans. It's on Tuesday. It starts at 5 o'clock exactly New Orleans time.
Out there in Minneapolis, I did do a couple parties.
Yep.
Jack knows about the... I've talked about going to the Naughty by Nature concert.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
And my wife, like, we're at this Naughty by Nature concert, right? And, man, I tell you, it wasn't a packed house.
No.
No, it was not a packed house.
Well, the last time they played Philly, they played one of the Gentlemen's Clubs.
Yeah.
I could see that.
This wasn't a Gentlemen's Club.
No.
And my wife was there with me, and I'm with a few other buddies or what have you, Five, B. West, or what have you. And my wife... She has this thing for Tretch.
Tretch, yeah. Well, how could you not?
Well, I had to tell her, slow down there. Slow down, Renee. You know, Tretch is on stage with his shirt off.
Does he still look good?
Chest all
like
out.
He did?
Yeah, I mean, he looks like Tretch with the taco meat on his chest and everything.
Yeah.
He has the chain with the padlock around his neck.
Yep.
And it's about four people
watching.
Four people ran. They run to the stage. Why is my wife one of the four people?
Oh, no.
There's only about 50 of us in this whole place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know.
He was with Peppa, right? And they're not together
anymore. Oh, no, that's way over with. Yeah. No, well, that's an irrelevant question. as it pertains to my wife being at the stage.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yes, that's an irrelevant question. It doesn't even matter whether he's with Peppa or not.
No, that was just by the way, yes. I wasn't saying he's taken. Don't worry, Renee.
No, but I had to remind him.
Oh, really?
And her. Yeah, she's got googly eyes, and I'm like, no, that's my wife, dog. Yeah. Slow down.
Chill out.
Yeah, I don't have to fold you up in here, Tretch.
Well.
Well, imagine that story.
Yeah.
Well, believe me.
You and Tretch fist fight?
Yeah.
Who wins that one?
You kidding me? I don't know who wins, but I know neither one of us are walking away happy.
Yeah.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
I don't know who wins, but I guarantee you, he'll know I was there.
How were they? Were they any good?
Of course. They did all the hits.
Favorite Naughty by Nature song?
Oh, I got to go with, Hip Hop Array.
So mine's Uptown Anthem.
Okay. Uptown Anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the anthem song.
Yes.
They got like four or five of them.
They got five of them.
Yes, that.
Feel Me Flow.
Yep. Oh, Feel Me Flow is underrated.
Ghetto Bastard, or whatever it was called. It was originally called.
I know what you're talking about. Yep. What is that song?
Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Everything's Gonna Be All Right, yep. You actually gave a lyric.
Yeah. Well, no, it was called that. But
was
then
it
when,
really called that?
Yeah, but then when they made it a single or whatever, they changed. It was that in parentheses they changed.
I trust you. I believe you. Yeah. You're a big music guy.
Yeah.
That tragic. Johnny Marks used to get a kick out of that Naughty by Nature story.
He loved that story.
Oh, that's
he
great.
That story, yeah.
That's great. I love that there was barely anybody there to see them.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it was like 50 of us. I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, those are the kids. Well, yeah, we'll have a party. It'll be Tuesday in New Orleans. Starts at 5:05, ends at 7:05. Nothing's free. You have to pay for everything. I'm just letting you know. And everybody's invited. That's where it is. And it's an Ike's room.
And meet me in the lobby, man.
Yeah, meet Ike in the lobby.
Hotel lobby, man.
Yeah, we'll tell you where we're staying. Who cares? I don't care. This hour is brought to you by God Indoor and Window. Take advantage of God Indoor and Window's big winter sale through the end of January. Get 40% off all doors and windows. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, we do have Eagles-Chiefs in the Super Bowl, which is a Kelce Super Bowl again. Before the year started, it was a topic on their podcast on New Heights about who Jason would be cheering for if this happened. And here's what he said.
From R.L. Baber, no dumb questions. If the Chiefs play the Eagles in the Super Bowl next year, will Jason root for Travis?
That's not the question. It says, who will Jason root for? I will root for the Eagles, of course.
It's bull-
because I will always be an Eagle.
Such bull.
First and foremost.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll also root for Travis to have a good game, of course, because he's my brother. But no, I'll definitely be cheering on the Eagles.
Well, there you go, Baber. Got what you asked for. Good luck to your Eagles.
That's the end of that question.
What do you think in his heart, if we brought him here on Lie Detector Day, who Jason Kelce is actually cheering for in the Super Bowl?
I would have to think it's the Eagles.
I actually do believe. I think it's the
I
Eagles.
Think it's the
I
Eagles.
Believe him, too.
Yeah.
Kelce,
yeah.
Travis got has enough. Got a, yeah, enough of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kelce, and Jason's still here.
Jason's an Eagle. He's an Eagle, man. He never played for another team. And so, yeah, he's Mr. Eagle.
He really is.
So, you would almost need truth serum to get a different answer out of him.
Better not catch him on a camera.
In the suite.
High-fiving Mrs. Mahomes.
Yeah, what does he do?
Yeah.
Does he sit with the family?
Or Taylor? And
that's what I'm saying. Whole suite where the family's at.
Is anyone going to bring up who Taylor's rooting for? I mean...
Well, we know who she's...
I'm the biggest Eagles fan in the world when she was here 2 summers ago?
She's a fraud.
That will be interesting.
Oh, she's going to cheer for
Taylor. No, Jason.
Oh, Jason.
And whether or not he's in the suite, that's a difference. Because he's in there with Kansas City fans.
Right.
Like, Mama Kelce is not going to be rooting for the Eagles.
No.
Right? They're going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. So really, just Jason and Kylie will be in that suite rooting for the Eagles.
Well, we know Kylie's rooting for the Eagles.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I mentioned her. Yes.
And the question also is even if they're rooting for the Eagles, do they have the nerve to cheer for the Eagles and wear Eagles stuff.
Yes.
And you know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see
the dumb hat where half is the Chiefs and half is the Eagles.
Grow up. Your brother will understand. He's dating the richest, most famous woman in the world. He's fine. We need it more than she does.
Want to send that to him?
That will be interesting.
Yeah.
I got to think they separate during the game.
They're going to get divorced. Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
man.
They're not getting divorced. What is wrong with you? No, I mean, they have to be separate during the game, right? If I'm Jason and Kylie, and you watch with Mr. Lurie.
He's got me in Mr. Lurie's
yeah,
suite.
You watch with, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do a little of both. Stop by the Kelce suite.
Sure, you can do that, but you can't be there during the game because you're going to get caught on television cheering or not.
Yes.
Like, the camera's going to be in that booth with Taylor Swift. You know that already.
Because in our suite at Lincoln Financial Field, you know, occasionally we will have clients there, mm-hmm. and occasionally you'll have a client who is a fan of the, or brings a fan of the other team. And I always used to point, I didn't even like them wearing the jersey, but I think the rule was wear it, but don't cheer.
Right.
Occasionally, I remember once seeing a Cowboy fan cheering, and I remember going up to our friend Scope over there and going, that's got to stop.
Right.
I know they pay money. I don't care. That's got to stop. Not in here. I wonder. This is an interesting little subplot as to, do we catch Jason on TV either cheering for the Eagles in the Kelce suite or cheering for the Chiefs when something good happens?
Well, he definitely's not going to do that.
He better not.
He's not going to do that.
He gets caught
on camera.
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing. How many does he have during the game?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Those garage beers.
I know.
He'll be good. Yeah,
that's where he can sort of lose his awareness.
I'm just saying, Mr. Philadelphia could be Bo Allen. If he's going to cheer for the Chiefs, if Jason's going to cheer for the Chiefs, we'll bring Bo Allen for the morning show here.
Listen, don't start tampering with Mr. Eagle, man.
I love Jason Kelce. Don't start tampering with him. I love him.
He has to be in the Lurie suite.
Yes,
he has to. And maybe the camera can ask Kelce when he's on Thursday if his sister can get in the Kelce suite, too.
Yes. Yeah.
He can always go, if we were to lose, if it so happens. I don't think it's going to happen. But you can congratulate your brother and everything after the game.
Yes, go on the field, smile, hug him.
We understand it.
All that stuff.
I understand him. During the game, we need you to be all green, Jason.
Yeah.
I don't even question Kylie.
No.
And that's Kylie's, without a doubt. Yeah.
Well, she's from here.
Yes.
He's not from here, you know? So, and it's his brother. But I just want to be clear again. I love Jason Kelce. I do. I think he's great. I'm just playing around. But also, he better not cheer for the Chiefs. I better not catch that on TV. That's all. All right. Coming up next. Oh, the NBA trade deadline is coming up in about a week.
I don't care. Well,
you were the one that told me to put it on the rundown. You are.
I'm like, oh, it is?
Well, I mean, this guy, it's like he sets me up. I said, do we really need to talk about this? You both said yes.
Yeah. Yes!
I tease it.
Come on, man.
Jack's hitting me with an I don't care.
Dog.
I'm just this freaking guy.
You realize the king is in town tonight.
Yeah. The LeBron. King.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Who cares?
Oh.
Who cares? Do people still care about that guy?
Well, I guarantee you when you hear and watch the game tonight, we'll see that
there's going to be a lot of Lakers fans.
There'll be a lot of those guys down there that care.
Yeah, I think. Actually, I don't think I'm out. Yeah. Yes, I think there will be. Well, there's always been a lot of Lakers fans. There. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So a little Sixer news with about the trade deadline, and a former Sixer has popped up. So we'll get to that next, and we'll finish up with your calls. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.